Welcome to the Old Farmer's Almanac Garden Musing Podcast, entitled Please Tread on Me, written by George and Becky Low Miller. Paths and walkways are as important to landscape and garden design as streets and roadways are to towns. They are the hallways that connect one outdoor room to another and direct the eye to garden features. Usually, the front walk gives visitors the first impression of your home and grounds. It should be wider than other walks and provide an easy entrance to the front door. In most cases, a straight walk works best, but a slight curve adds interest, especially with long walks. A uniform paving material, such as brick or bluestone, rather than fieldstone or aggregate, gives a welcome appearance and provides safe footing. Garden paths are a different story. After a garden is in for a season or so, well-worn trails will develop where the wheelbarrow was most often pushed or where the plantings are most inviting. Garden paths often curve and meander to reveal the garden a bit at a time. They can narrow to draw attention to a plant or feature, or widen unexpectedly to make space for a bench or an arbor. A path's paving can be as varied and unique as the garden it enters. Bricks, cobbles, bluestone, granite flagging, pavers, or a combination of these can form a solid walking or working surface. For occasional use, bark mulch, crushed stone, and even lawn blends beautifully with the plants and flowers and feels good underfoot. For those who like to walk on the wild side, wood rounds sliced from large logs bring a natural, even primitive aspect to the garden. Modern versions of wood rounds, made of fiberglass or concrete, are even more durable. Flat stepping stones are frequently used in informal gardens and are very effective in woodland settings. In many parts of the country, flat stones are hard to come by. An old Yankee trick is to find a stone with a flat spot somewhere on it and bury the entire stone with just the flat surface exposed. Often, large rocks have to be buried just to expose a small stepping stone, but this method provides an extremely stable path.